We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David Thorpe joining us now. True Hoop analyst at Coach Thorpe on Twitter. Possible trade destinations for AD, something we've been talking about here for the last hour and a half or so. Is it New York? Is it L.A.? Is it Boston? David, you want to weigh in?
Oh, I have no idea where he's going to go. I've only been analyzing where I think he should go and what deals are potentially there for him. But, you know, he gets to choose where he wants to go, and I'm all for that. And if he wants to stay in New Orleans one more year, yeah, and lose another year of contention when you're one of the best players on the planet, that's a choice I won't argue with him either way. But there's options for him out there where he can contend for a title next year that also can provide the Pelicans with at least somewhat of a fair value. It's impossible to get another Anthony Davis. There's nobody like him on the globe, but there's some deals to be had that can make New Orleans better. Just remember when Denver moved Carmelo, they thought they got murdered on the trade, and meanwhile the next year they won 57 games and were a 2 seed.
David, if you're David Griffin and you're orchestrating this trade, who has the most assets? Who do you think is realistically going to give you the best return on AD? Is it Boston? Is it L.A.? Or is it the New York Knicks or another team I'm not talking about?
Well, so first of all, David's a friend, and I think he's fantastic. I didn't used to, and I was wrong, and I told him that on the phone with him a number of times. I did not think he was as smart as he is, and I'm a huge fan, and I think the Pelicans have made it a very, very wise move to have him run their team. So he'll figure out the best deal and make that happen probably. You know, he can't control the other team. But I really the question comes down to timing and what Davis wants. There's only so much you can do. You can't just look at a team, guys, and say, oh, that team's got the most assets, because you're not going to get those assets unless Davis agrees up front to say, I'll resign there. I'll stay there. And so I posited the other day on Troop.com that the company I partner with, Henry Abbott, after 10 years at ESPN, I thought that Portland, I think, and the Lakers have the two best possible trade scenarios for both franchises, both the Pelicans and one of those two other franchises. That also makes sense for Mr. Davis, but he gets to make that choice. All I know is that I wouldn't do anything if I was any other franchise unless I knew Anthony Davis was coming, at least not anything of real consequence, right? And remember, Davis makes a lot of money, so you have to send over some salaries. But I think the Lakers, and I wrote this months ago, I think the Pelicans made a mistake in not doing the Lakers deal. I still think they did. I was writing about Brandon Ingram before. He was scoring 20-plus points a game every single game and not even shooting it well. He's a kid. He's 8 months older than Jason Tatum. That's it. And I thought that there's a ton of talent on that team, plus what turned out to be the number four pick. So to me, partnering Zion with the number four pick and Ingram and a guy named Kuzma who's going to be a high-level scorer. Lonzo Ball is already an elite defender and passer. He just needs to learn to shoot and score, but he's a kid. He would partner amazingly well with Jrue Holiday. They have a kid, Josh Hart. They could have got Zubac, who's now the starting center for the Clippers. They could have had him. So I think they messed up. And I think the Lakers messed up, too, for not making that happen. But now that that's over, the Lakers are still a trade partner if they're willing to do it. They should take a motion off the table. Magic is gone anyway. You don't trade because of the franchise you're dealing with. You trade for the assets, and I don't even like calling them assets. You trade for the players and future assets like picks, right, and potentially cash considerations. I don't see how Boston does it, guys, because what is Davis's motivation for staying there? Just because it's Boston? That makes no sense. Kyrie's not going back there probably, and even if he was, you got to move Jason Tatum and Brown at least that. And I'm not convinced those guys are better than some of the guys you can get at other places. And so what's Davis going to do? That's why I think Portland's their best deal.
David Thorpe, True Hoop analyst, at Coach Thorpe on Twitter. You said Portland's their best deal. That's an interesting team to think about. David, when you look at Zion potentially coming to New Orleans, is there any way that could sway Anthony Davis? So you think it's a foregone conclusion? He certainly wants out of New Orleans.
Oh, I have no idea how Davis is thinking. I never met the man or his agent. or his family. I actually think Zion's talent is the reason why he should be leaving. This is a guy that's ready to win championships right now. I'm an enormous fan of Zion. I wrote an article a few weeks ago calling, I just think he had the best college season in the history of college basketball. I think metrically, I supported it, where I don't think it's even that hard to say. What he did this year is beyond extraordinary on an incredibly challenging schedule. I looked all that up. It was a schedule almost four times as difficult as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's was when he was Lou Alcindor at UCLA, and more than that with Bill Walton's teams in UCLA. What this guy is and what it's going to be is incredible. So why would Anthony Davis want to lose games now? Because he's still just a rookie, as good as he's going to be, and I think he'll score 20-plus a game potentially as a rookie. He's not ready to help them win championships. Every day is another day closer to Zion becoming the face of the franchise and Davis no longer being the most important player on his own team. That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't mean he's the dumbest guy in the world for trying it. I get it. I actually trained Jrue Holiday in the pre-draft process. I'm a gigantic fan, and I think they'd make the playoffs if Davis stayed. But what a risk it is for David Griffin to keep him and hope that he stays when he's already been there for so long and said, I'm out of here, wore the T-shirt and all of that. I've never recommended it to David. I texted him, and we've communicated that way since he got the job. He'll figure it out himself. But if I was his friend advising him, I'd say, David, the best thing you do is just move on, load up. The deal I have with Portland, get some Jusuf Nurkić, who's going to be an all-star center. Zach Collins, who's got a chance to be an all-star. He's 21, but a legitimate big that can shoot the three and defend and very athletic. They have a very talented guard, Anthony Simons, who probably should have been a lottery pick this year. He's only 19, pretty much same age as Zion, and almost as athletic. Maybe as athletic, just not as big. Plus, you can get a pick or two. I think it builds them beautifully for the future and gives them bigs. And now you got to find just another few guards here and there to go with Zion. And I think they'll be the best team in the league in 3 or 4 years.
David, you kind of struck a nerve a little bit with the audience when you said that the Pelicans made a mistake by not taking the Lakers' offer. Why is that further? I mean, they didn't offer a draft pick at the time, I don't believe, or am I incorrect there?
Well, it's all speculation, right? We haven't seen the trade papers that were exchanged. There was a deal that we had. Brandon Ingram is going to be a 20-point scorer for the season efficiently and a plus defender. That's going to happen almost for sure. Again, we don't know about the health issue he had. We didn't know that then. But what I've read is, and it's just guessing, but I've read he's going to be 100%. This is not a Chris Bosh situation. Kuzma is a legit scorer, probably not anything but more than an average defender. Ball is going to be is a very talented player. There's a reason why the Lakers got much worse when he went out. He's a plus defender already. That backcourt, if you start a Ball and Holiday together, and you guys know you can play Jrue at either guard position, it's one of the best defensive backcourts, if not the best defensive backcourt in the league. So you have those guys. Josh Hart from Michigan State is already a plus defender, and I think year two or three, a good guy off the bench. Again, they could have had Zubac, who is a starting center for a playoff team in the Clippers, with huge upside as a young man. And I'd be shocked if they couldn't get that pick that turned out to be number four. We'll never know. But I think that was the deal that should have been had. And I think the Lakers screwed up worse than the Pelicans did. I think they arrogantly handled it. And in fact, I wrote an article about how they should have handled the trade with New Orleans, because New Orleans was dealing with a lot of emotional pain, losing an incredible talent and even a better person, from what I've told, in Davis. The Lakers were arrogant in their trade demands. Instead of saying, listen, here's our roster, pick anyone you want except for LeBron, and let's work from that, but we're going to get a deal done here. Davis wants to be here, and you guys need to be made as whole as you can be. Let's figure this out. The Lakers tried to get one over on New Orleans, and that was a mistake.
David Thorpe, True Hoop analyst at Coach Thorpe on Twitter. Thanks for the time and the insight.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.